We are back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody that we trust to deliver that local news to us. It is the Chronicle Telegram's one and only Dave O'Brien, who joins us now on the hotline. Dave, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hey, doing all right, Rocco. Thanks.
Fantastic, Dave. And let's start right here in the city of Elyria, where our studios and our newspaper at the Chronicle-Telegram are located. Elyria City Council's Finance Committee, they have unanimously voted to send the 2023 budget to full council next week. So this budget is one more step closer to completion. And I believe we've talked about this a couple of times in previous episodes here, Dave. But what are the details, again, as this Elyria budget gets sent to full council next week?
Yeah, well, the Finance Committee has decided to throw in some extra funds for streets and also for fire department radio upgrades. This is something that Fire Chief Joe Pernesti has been, pardon the pun, hot on the issue of radios. And, this proposed budget basically adds an additional $400,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funding. In order for the Elyria Fire Department to purchase the L3 Harris radio system, as well as another $1 million for resurfacing of city streets. Always a big ticket item, always something that people are very concerned about, and always something that that is, you know, every year or so, a couple more streets get done. So now at this point, the fire department is talking about discussing three new trucks, also for the city sanitation department, the aerial unit for the fire department was first purchased in 2009. Would cost almost $2 million for a replacement, and then you're waiting on that for 3 years. You know, council president again, Vic Stewart, said after the meeting, told Kevin Martin that he felt confident with the recommendations that were brought forward, and that they were the needs of these city departments were made clear. Per Stewart, and I quote, "These are not wants, these are needs by these departments that have come to us and asked us to improve the equipment that they have in use and the service that we're providing," he said. So there's that. Again, Pernesti, has been warning council of the dangers his firefighters are facing if they're not able to communicate with neighboring departments, or with other, safety and emergency services. He's wanting to jump in and get that L3 Harris radio system up and running.
Yeah, like you said, he's been vocal about that for a while. And Dave, puns are always welcome here on WEOL. As a matter of fact, you're really not a true guest here on the station until you do make a pun. So well done there. And again, Elyria City Council Finance Committee unanimously sending that 2023 budget to full council with some extra funds for streets and fire department radio upgrades. Kevin Martin had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. You can also read up more, of course, on ChronicleT.com. And again, next week is when that thing goes to full council. We'll have some more details, I'm sure, in the coming weeks on that. So elsewhere around the county, Dave, let's head over to Avon Lake, where they seem to be wanting to step up their cybersecurity. I know we've had all kinds of reports in our local news. Craig's been all on top of it, just with the different, scams and things like that have gone on in the area. Avon Lake certainly trying to, put a close to that, at least in their area. What's been going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. With a couple of, ongoing scams, hitting residents in the city in recent weeks, recent months. There's some moves by officials to discuss contracting with an outside partner to increase cybersecurity. Currently, Avon Lake works with a Westlake-based firm to provide IT and cybersecurity. They're also, city council through a committee is looking to add to current services to assess what the city needs to do better in terms of protecting residents, protecting city computers, protecting, citywide internet technology, that kind of thing. Mayor Greg Zilka, much behind this, he said members of council as well as himself had gotten concerning messages. Also, not just on personal devices, but on work devices. And they would get, getting texts, getting strange emails, that kind of thing. So Avon Lake had signed a contract just about a year ago, paying Simvay, Simvay of Westlake, about just under $77,000, about $3,200 a week, for a contract that runs through March 31st of next year, of 2024. So there may be some upgrades coming down the line. Again, Avon Lake's, city officials, committee members, or city council committee members are going to be continuing to discuss this issue at upcoming meetings.
And certainly not a bad thing. I mean, right, with all the ever-growing world of media and technology, that obviously opens up the door more for scammers and cheaters and liars to get involved with that sort of thing. So certainly not a bad move, it seems, from Avon Lake to kind of up their cybersecurity, working with, like you said, Dave Simvey out of Westlake. So we'll certainly see how that kind of pays off over there in Avon Lake. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest this morning on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? I know we've talked about off-air a little bit about you being at court this week, but what else can we look forward to reading about in the paper?
Yeah, well, some more news out of Elyria, the Planning Commission, Kevin Martin doing some work on proposed development of Midway Mall. Might not immediately be coming out with a story about that, but still doing the work, doing the research. A lot goes into preparing stories, especially when it comes to building departments, potential code violations, all that kind of stuff is now in Kevin's purview. So he's working on that. Owen McMillan with a story about an update about a drainage project in Avon Lake. Carissa Wojtak with some leftover news from Lorain City Council, Lorain School Board. As you said, I was working on a court story, and you can read all about that at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
You heard the man. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or find that digital e-edition online anytime over at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, let's head to the police scanner. What have we been hearing for this week's scanner story?
Yeah, so we're courtesy of Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Our good pals over there who give us all of this, much of this scanner story fodder. Going back to Cleveland with a disturbance on Olivet, where a woman reported that a man, a teenage male, assaulted her dogs with a vacuum cleaner, then walked down the street kicking cars.
Wow, that is a hateful person right there. You can't go after the dogs and then, I mean, kicking cars, that's just more hurtful to yourself, I guess, than anything else with how much those things weigh. But picking on the dogs, come on, that's low-hanging fruit right there. Unbelievable. Well, Dave, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I think for next week's scanner story with St. Paddy's Day coming up this weekend, hopefully you're looking forward to enjoying that, but I'm sure that will yield quite a number of scanner stories that we might be able to use for next week, huh?
Oh, guaranteed. There's always some great stuff especially for people watching in and around St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah. So we'll be looking forward to that next week, no doubt about that. So Dave, thank you for the time as always, my friend. I appreciate it. Great conversation this morning, and I'll look forward to catching up with you again some more next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.